This is December the 6th, 2011, and it's the meeting of the Pacifica Affiliate Task Force. And we're going to call the meeting to order. Madam Secretary, would you call the roll, please?
Yes, because we're competing with the Elections Committee, if you'll tell me if any of these people on an Elections Committee, I will mark them as excused.
Madam Chair, point of information.
Yes.
Is it 8:14 in the evening?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
I'm sorry, yes, 8:14, thank you.
Okay. Jack Kurzweil? Don't hear anything. Chandra Hauptmann?
She's asked for an absence.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, she did ask for yeah.
All right. Cynthia Johnson? Okay. I don't know if she's on election. Kim Kaufman?
Here.
Okay, thank you. Sequoia Mercier? Okay, don't hear anything. Kim, you might want to call to Sequoia's attention that she might want to officially resign if she
you know what? I personally think that you have a right. If people have not shown up in three consecutive meetings without any contact, they're like done. You know, I mean, this is a task force. We don't need quorum, but in other committees where that happens and it really jams up quorum, then it becomes an issue.
I understand.
So,
okay.
Madam Chair?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yes. I think that, well, certainly that's the way that the board operates, and I think because people are, you know, in a mandatory kind of circumstance involved with the board, and hopefully that they would take their involvements with committees with the same degree of intensity. I think that, though, by us being an affiliates task force, that we can afford to be more lenient on policies of that sort. I think that what we want to do is to be inclusive, and that would be shutting some folks out. And I think that we had established a voting, for voting purposes, we established a paradigm that we can operate under. So I don't think that we lose anything at all, especially we don't lose any kind of control. But I think it would be a greater degree of sensitivity and inclusiveness for us to, not adopt the three-meeting rule.
Okay.
Well, this is Kim.
I'm sorry. I should probably just continue with the roll.
Sure.
Can I just make a comment?
We can come back to this.
Okay.
Can we come back to this, Kim?
No, I'd just like to make my comment. We can move on. You can do whatever you want. Sequoia, I guarantee you, will never show up. So do whatever you want.
Okay.
All right. All
thanks.
Right. Teresa Allen is here. Jessica Polinar? I'm not hearing you, Jessica. Jim Boyd? Not hearing you, Jim. Jim Krafka? Not hearing you. Luke Jones? Not hearing you. Nia Bidiaco? Is Nia on the? Does anyone know if Nia is on the Elections Committee?
I don't.
Okay, I will put a question mark because if they're competing tonight, then I'll mark them excused. John Brinkley, not hearing. Elizabeth Brown, not hearing anything. Mitch Cohen, not hearing anything. Kathy Davis, not hearing anything. Campbell Johnson,
here.
Heather Gray,
here.
Afia Wangaza, not hearing anything. Ursula Rudenberg is excused. Dina Colbert?
Here.
Okay. Is there anyone here whose name I didn't call? Great. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. So we have, I hope everyone got a copy of the agenda. Did you? I sent out an edited version. If you didn't, we can go over this quickly. So I'm just going to read the agenda, if that's okay with everyone.
That's fine.
So it was, of course, a call to order and roll call, approval of the agenda. Approval of the minutes for October the 27th, 2011. Was it October the 27th? Perhaps not. Maybe that date should be changed. It was the November the 22nd. My apology. November the 22nd. it should be 2011. And the next item is preparing an informational orientation package about the affiliates program for the PNB in January. The date of the next meeting, perhaps January the 4th, 2012, and then to adjourn. Now, we were thinking that we might talk about the survey. Teresa had talked with Ursula, and she was going to send something to us about that, but she hadn't, so we don't have that to discuss. So is there anything else that anyone would like to add to the agenda, or is this all right? Anything else?
Without objection.
All right, we have an approval of the agenda. Okay, so if we could look at the minutes, if everyone's by their computer, I know that Teresa sent out the minutes, and I included them also in what I sent out with the agenda a couple of times there. So if folks could take a look at that, or if we can have a motion to approve the minutes, or if people would like to take a minute to look at them if you haven't already.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
So I was wrong on the agenda. It should say November, the November date, November 22nd, shouldn't it?
Yes, right.
So that's my mistake.
Yeah.
So the minutes we're talking about are November 22nd.
Right, exactly. So the draft agenda should, or the agenda should include that as well.
When did the minutes come out?
Teresa sent them some time ago.
Well, the first time I sent them out was right after the last meeting, but I'm not sure who got them. I sent them out to Heather, but hopefully if you haven't read them, because they are so brief that, you know, if you want us to read them to you, I can read them to you, but I'm hoping that they will be prepared. I mean, that they will be approved. Do you want me to read them to you?
That would be fine for me.
Okay, here we go. This is November 22nd. Meeting called to order at 8:39 p.m. EST. Present is Chandra Hoffman, Teresa Allen, Nia Budiaco, Campbell Johnson, Heather Gray, Ursula Rudenberg, Dina Colbert, and a guest, Mark Reed. Excuse absence, Kim Kaufman, Jim Boyd, John Brinkley. Approval of agenda. Affiliate director will give a report on item 7. Teresa Allen moved to accept agenda. No objection. Approval of minutes of October 27th. Nia Budiaco moved to approve the minutes. No objections. Changing the meeting time to 8 p.m., one half earlier as before, was passed 5 yes, 2 no. Teresa Allen will update the Pacifica calendar for December 6th at 8 p.m. and will put 8 p.m. starting time as the subject line when sending out the task force minutes. Affiliates have five. Affiliates have expressed interest in more coverage of the Occupy movement. Guest Mark Reed discussed plans for innovative Occupy programming, followed by Q&A. Item number 6 was Ursula Rudenberg took suggestions for an informational orientation packet about the affiliate program for the incoming PND. Item number 7 was affiliate survey and portal project. Ursula Rudenberg will focus on a map to better make affiliate communities visible and an e-commerce site. She's reviewing the survey proposal with this in mind. Item number 8 was meeting adjourned at 10:18 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
All right.
Great.
We have an approval of the minutes.
So moved.
All right. Any objections? No objections? All right. So we have approved the minutes. So the next item on the agenda is about the informational package. And I was thinking, Teresa, we did talk about that some. I can't remember some of what was discussed about the informational package, but does anybody have ideas about what we should do in January? Presenting to the board about the affiliates? Ideas, everyone?
Yes, Madam Chair.
Yes.
I think some of this might have been discussed at our last conference call.
Yes.
But one of the things that we were able to get in D.C. that may be useful is a listening area map from GPS, what GES, Geological something survey, and I think that may be helpful in several ways. One is that it can help us to see how maybe our network stations might encroach upon the, you know, listening areas of some of our affiliates and avoid that kind of problem. We discussed that a couple meetings ago. And I think also it would give us an opportunity to map where our affiliates are, in a sense. And I would hope that we could, as, you know, the network station representatives, to kind of adopt some so that maybe beginning with the survey effort, what we can do is to identify particular stations with areas around which our, you know, network stations may be in a position to conduct surveys with them. So that's one thing, is the mapping situation. I think that an orientation regarding what, and this would be in addition to whatever Ursula provides for them, but an orientation that would engage the kinds of things that we're looking at insofar as the objectives that we suspect they may be interested in terms of our development efforts going forward, and you know, other kinds of things, and what we, the reason why do we have a survey instrument and what we're trying to achieve with it. I think that that's something to give a bit of perspective to new directors and maybe some continuing directors about what you know, the affiliates task force is all about and why it's important.
Oh, that's great, Campbell. Thank you. That's great ideas. I want to just ask everyone, what's been done in the past as far as a package to the board about the affiliates? I, of course, would have no idea.
Kim Buschak.
Who is that, sorry? Dina, yes. And Kim.
Kim's on the deck first.
Okay, sorry, Kim. Go ahead.
Oh, me? Ursula usually just makes a report. We have never been asked to make a report for her.
Oh, I see. Okay.
This is Dina. Years
this
ago.
This is Teresa.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Put me in on the stack.
Okay. Sorry.
Yes. Years ago, when the PNB actually sent Ursula to the meetings, she did a PowerPoint presentation. And among the things that she offered were, well, it was a PowerPoint presentation. She also had videos of interviewing different affiliate stations. I forget whether there were three or five, but it was really great. The PNB members really enjoyed it. They got a sense of the station and what was going on there. And those were done usually at either GRC or the NFCB. That's when the videos were taken, but she still has those files, so she could just pull them up. And then we also sent a package of, in those days, it was the PACE agreement, so it would be our new agreement, which was resolved, what was it, a few months ago? But in this
right.
year.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So we would also send that, so they would have that. And I believe there was an educational piece. Teresa, you let Teresa add to it, because she would remember. Maybe she even has the packet.
Campbell for the staff.
Yes, Teresa and then Campbell.
Well, let me see if I can clarify for myself for the minutes. Campbell, you're asking that somehow we create a map that shows the various affiliate locations. Is that correct?
Oh, not that we create, but that we can identify someone who will be able to do it. They did it for D.C., and mm-hmm. I think that they can do it for, you know, for the other network areas. So, you know,
I guess I'm confused.
I'm volunteering.
What did they do in D.C.?
People. They created a listening area map, which shows that we go up into Baltimore, into Maryland, and into Delaware, and it's got, you know, like the concentric, not circles, but the areas about, you know, 3 miles out, 5 miles out, 10 miles out, and whatnot like that. And then the yellowish part in the middle, I don't have it in front of me right at present. The yellowish part in the middle shows where we've got a certain level of coverage, and then, you know, how it tails off as it gets a further distance away. And, you know, that shows rather graphically how we reach West Virginia. And, you know, people in West Virginia always, it was a surprise to get a call from them when they, you know, sign up for memberships and whatnot. But, you know, I mean, that's part of the real legitimate area that we have.
Bina, on the stack to respond to that.
Okay. So, Teresa, did you want to say you had some comments as well?
All right. So if I understand, Campbell, you think that we need to have, which I think is interesting, kind of maps that show the airspace of the sister stations, or I don't know, Heather, is that the term?
The coverage, listener area coverage.
Listener area coverage.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if Ursula has that, but we should be getting that together, because I don't know if you remember, but that was one of the things that, since the situation involving
KPFA,
that affiliate, when we kind of came into, when our translator came into his airspace, he asked that we develop a policy. So Ursula should be working on that. Mm-hmm. And I already know, and we do go into Santa Barbara's space a little bit too, I think it is. So we did, there were a couple things that were mentioned in the last in the last meeting. I would suggest that these things that we're adding today, that we just suggest them to Ursula and have her get together what the things that she can. That's my thought.
Kim to the stack.
And then Kim. Teresa, I think Dina had asked you to expound upon some of the presentation that Ursula gave before.
The PowerPoint was very powerful. It was more than a couple stations. It was some of the web pages of the sister stations. It was some of their logos. It was some pictures of some of the sister station, affiliate stations. And it was just comments from people that were very diverse. Taken, I don't know whether it was at GRC or NFCB, but it was very positive. And, I mean, to see the contrast in the appearances of some of the stations was really mind-boggling, because some people, I mean, their stations were hardly bigger than a two-seater outhouse in the middle of, you know, the back roads of Virginia, and they were so happy to be affiliates. It just was conveyed in the PowerPoint. And that was just very exciting to see. And Dina's right. I think that we should give them a copy of the resolution about the structure. And prior to that, we did have PACE. So I agree.
I think Dina's next. I just want to ask, I think, do we have some other people who've got on the call?
Yes, this is Cynthia Johnson from Berkeley.
Hi, Cynthia.
Forgive me, I put the wrong code in, but... But I'm listening and learning, so thank you.
Welcome.
Since before the approval of the notes.
Yeah.
November 22nd.
Got on as well?
Pardon me?
I thought I heard a couple of folks get on, actually, so maybe not.
Uh-oh, I should turn down my radio. That might be it. Just a second.
Yes. Yes, you did. You Jessica. Hi, Jessica. Welcome. Sorry I'm late. I had a little emergency. No problem. Glad you're on. So, Dina, go ahead.
Okay, so since we have the new structure, I wouldn't suggest that we put in the PACE structure. It would seem confusing and unnecessary. But to respond to Campbell's mapping, there was a map We've had two versions of it, I believe, but it's been many years, which really, instead of the aerial view, Campbell, it was like a pincushion where there were affiliates throughout the country, and in fact, I think we had one or two other countries involved. That pincushion map showed us, prior to the low-powered stations coming on board, the void that we have had in the south and in central parts of the United States, and that's what really helped us define where we had to move in with the low-powered stations. It was a really important tool, and this was the problem with all the cutbacks. The webmaster was the one who helped Ursula do that, Pete, and when he was cut back and then Ursula's assistant was cut back, we never could bring up the map and make it current. So there is a map that has, I don't know, 50, 60, maybe 70 or so stations, but we know we have 160 or so, and it's not current. So, you know, I don't know whether there's money to make it current. We certainly can't get it done before January, but I want you to know there was a map that does exist. There are two of them, the first one, and then we updated that one. And it was a very helpful tool. I would agree with you. Yours is a little more complicated because it shows listener area from above, and I understand that. What we were showing was just coverage of stations as a pincushion, you know, where where the station existed, not how far it covered.
Right.
So I just wanted to verify that for Campbell and everybody else.
Thank you, Dina. I just want to tell Cynthia and Jessica that what we're talking about here is the informational package that will be given to the board in January. So what should be in that packet? And Ursula's not able to be with us tonight, so we're focusing on this primarily. Kim was next on the stack. Kim, go ahead.
Okay, I think I was some point on the stack. I was just responding to a question previously.
Kim.
Fine, that's
okay.
Fine.
Okay.
I just want to point out that this is not like a new board, you know, where they need a big introduction to what this, you know, what the affiliate is all about. I mean, admittedly, a lot of people don't really know what it is, but it's not like a new board where you have to start from scratch and explain everything to them. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's an interesting point. Okay.
I mean, personally, being a treasurer, they're going to want to know about the money.
They're wanting what?
They're going to want to know about the money. How's it going?
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah. Well, that's one thing that Ursula has finished all the contracts, so, you know, we'll have a good feel for that, too.
I believe there was a financial statement in the PowerPoint.
No, there always is. I mean, but,
right.
You know, that's de rigueur. You can't, that's what they definitely want. Yeah,
right.
The other stuff is, you know, nice, but that is the main thrust of what is going to take place.
Right.
That's a really good point, Kim. So, Campbell.
Yes, I located this thing. It was, I'll forward it to who would be best person to forward it to who can pass it on, because I think it may be kind of useful. And this was predicted coverage area for WPFW, radio locator, and University of Phoenix, I think, free local radio. They may, this may be a service that can be provided to, you know, other stations or to us as a network in general. But this is, you know, what what was covered. And what I'll do is to just forward it to everyone. Should I forward it to you, Heather, and you can send it on, or whoever's got the...
No, go ahead. That's fine. Please, go ahead.
Okay.
I'll send it on to Ursula or whoever. Right.
Okay, and I think maybe, you know, the rest of our members might be interested in taking a look at it as well. And so that's what I shall do.
I just wanted to mention to you all regarding this that a few years ago when the FCC was saying that there could be more full-powered radio stations. So Bruce Dixon of the Black Agenda Report and I, you know, looked at all the various airspaces in the South to see what was open. And so it's probably along that line, Campbell, but it was really interesting to look at all that, I must say.
Okay.
I think there are quite a few areas. But anyway, I look forward to seeing what you have. That'd be great.
Okay. And what I wanted to mention also was that in terms of presentations before the PMB, you all may recall last year that in October, I got to make a rather significant presentation because then we were talking about our work plan and all of those kinds of things. And so this was something that I provided some background information as well on the affiliates program, as well as our goals, objectives, and what our work plan was, you know, at that time. So I sent it to a couple, three folks, to Heather, to Teresa, and let's see, I don't know if I think I sent it to Ursula also. I didn't have too many of the email addresses. So
okay.
Whoever's got the, you know, group list can forward it from there. But and I think it's a handy type of thing to have. And, you know, it sort of shows where folks fit in. And we can also, you know, in terms of people putting up additional relays or transmitters and whatnot, we can look at how we can avoid maybe, you know, crowding out one of our affiliate stations, and I think they would be appreciative of that as well. This was something that Cynthia, we had talked briefly about when before you came on the line, was the problem that we had in your listener area with regard to, was it Santa Cruz?
No, correct, yeah.
Santa Cruz?
Correct, uh-huh. Santa
yeah.
Cruz.
Where the KPFA had put something up there that's really, you know, sort of sucking the juice out of the local affiliate. And, you know, we want to make it a both-and situation for our life with affiliates rather than, you know, us or you.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Campbell. I wanted to just mention to everyone, too, I would hope that we could put some information in this packet about some of the Sprouts programs.
Some of what programs?
The Sprouts produced by the affiliates.
Oh, Sprouts. Okay.
Yeah, just sort of an update on what's happening with Sprouts.
Sure.
And,
I think that's great.
Yeah, sort of a sense of the topics that people are producing and how... widely it's being picked up and so forth. So I think that would be interesting. I'm hoping that by the time that the PMB meets in January that we will have a final survey. I think somebody already mentioned something about the survey so that we could share that as well.
Yes.
And I think, Campbell, as you were saying, what we expect to get from the survey, I must say that I personally think that, you know, doing the survey of affiliates could help us as an informational package for raising money for Pacifica too,
mm-hmm.
And the affiliates. You know, it just shows the breadth of what we have here, I think. I think it will show that. So, of course, we already know that it's incredibly broad. But
point of information?
Yes, go ahead.
Heather, were you
yes.
including the hiring of Mark to do the affiliate Occupy Wall Street as part of Sprouts?
Yes, of course. Although I think that could be treated.
You didn't mention it.
No, I didn't mention it. No, I didn't. But I was thinking that that's kind of a separate piece, you know, that should definitely be part of the mix. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, do we have anything else we want to say about the informational package? The board?
I mean, his ratings are high, but...
Somebody have a radio on or something?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Seems appropriate.
Hello? Can you hear
Somebody's
me?
Somebody's got something on.
I guess that.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear
yes.
you. We can hear
yes,
you.
Can hear you.
Okay.
Well, no, we're hearing somebody's TV.
Is it television? All right.
Somebody needs to pound one. But as the secretary, I would like to kind of repeat the suggestions that people have made, and correct me if I missed anything. One was Campbell Johnson suggested a map displaying listener area coverage of sister stations, perhaps through University of Phoenix Free Local Radio, which provided one for WPFW. Dina Colbert suggested perhaps a PowerPoint, if it's still available. Kim Kaufman suggested budget financial report in the packet. And Heather suggested something about the Sprouts program and a copy of the survey and what we expect to get from the survey. Did I miss anything?
And including about Mark doing the Occupy
okay.
programs, yeah, right, yeah.
Okay.
So,
one thing, if I might mention, Madam Chair.
Go ahead.
Progress on AudioPort.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yes. Progress on AudioPort, yeah. Good. All right, so do we have any other suggestions? No, the agenda is just so short this tonight. So,
Madam Chair, if I might just one more, and
yes.
this is probably going to be covered in a lot of what we already have, but I think the benefits of affiliation should be as a separate item should be identified so that people get a reiteration of why. You're affiliated.
Yeah, that'd be good. I just want to add something to you all as well. I was just thinking, one of the things that I'd like to do, I have a radio show in Atlanta. I'd love to do an interview with some of you all on the task force just to talk about the Pacifica Affiliates Task Force. And so I'm going to do that at some point, perhaps in January sometime, if that's okay with you all. I'm going to call
sure.
some of you and see what you think. It would be fun to
contact
chat.
My agent.
Yeah, contact your agent now. Thank you. I'm going to do that. all right. Well, the next item on the agenda is when we
Madam Chair?
Yes, go ahead.
Madam Chair, as the action item, I'm just going to send a list of these things and just send it to Ursula with a suggest that she get as much of this in as she thinks is feasible. Does that sound okay? This is
good.
Not a directive that she has to put all of these things in, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay. That's all I needed to know. Thank you.
We want to have a discussion about when the next meeting will take place, but let me just add, even before we go to that prior to the next meeting, we're hoping to get the copy of the changes of what Earth has made in the survey, so that we could all take a look at that and hopefully finalize this in January. But we'll see. But I'm sure we'll get it before that meeting, so I just wanted to alert everyone to that.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I think what you're doing then is you're suggesting an agenda item for the January meeting?
Probably, yes.
And as part of the agenda in January, I'd also like to know how Ursula and Arlene are coming along with the policy on repeaters coming into areas of other stations.
Okay, that'd be good. Okay. So now, Teresa, do you want to talk about why you selected the date, January 4th?
Well, it doesn't matter to me, but the Thursday, all the Thursdays, in January are already taken, except the one just before the face-to-face meeting, like on January the 27th. So if you go to kpftx.org, there are a limited number of days that are not already taken. It does not matter to me, but right now the dates that are not taken are Monday the 2nd, which is right after New Year's, Tuesday the 3rd, Wednesday the 4th, and Monday the 23rd. Also Wednesday the 25th. So perhaps
point of information, are you suggesting that it be always on Mondays then?
No.
Or are you just talking about January?
I would like to get back to the second Tuesdays, but there is a full PNB meeting scheduled for that date. So actually...
But we were on Thursdays when we only changed this month to Tuesday.
Correct.
I'm confused. And I really have booked according to what used to be was Thursday.
Okay, I've taken the initiative to pencil us in for Thursday the 9th of February. But on Thursday the 5th, there's a personnel meeting where we're sitting down with Arlene and reviewing her review, going over her review. I think, and there's a full PNB meeting on the 12th, and there's another personnel meeting on the 19th.
Wait a minute, what month are you in?
I'm in January. The only open Thursday in January is Thursday the 26th, and I'm afraid that people that are headed for the PNB meeting will be in transit on that day.
Thursday before the PNB meeting that weekend?
Yes. A lot of people travel on Thursday night, so they're ready to go early Friday morning.
Yeah, I'm not on the PNB, but if I were, I sure wouldn't want to be on this call Thursday night.
Right. Been there,
so
done
I think, Dina, that Teresa's talking about an exception here. I don't know. I mean, maybe Teresa can explain what she was talking about the second Tuesday. You're talking about the second Thursday, weren't you, Teresa?
Yes.
Normally, the second Thursday.
If we agree right now, I will pencil in the second Thursdays for all of next year before anybody else gets it.
Sounds good to me. Is that okay with everyone?
Yes.
Okay, so then the only thing that we have to deal with is January, and the only dates that are available without conflicts in January are Monday the 2nd, Tuesday the 3rd, Wednesday.
Is this January?
Mm-hmm.
January of 2012. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, January 2nd, 3rd, and 4th.
Monday is going to be a big holiday.
I know.
I have a party. I'm not going,
I know.
I'm not staying home.
Isn't Monday the 16th, is that MLK Day or is that the same?
That's the holiday. That's right.
Yes.
That's the holiday.
Okay, well, Audit has scheduled a meeting on that date.
The nerve of them.
And the other days that are free are Monday the 23rd, Wednesday the 25th, and Thursday the 26th. So... what do you want?
Probably the 25th would be a decent choice.
Unless there is a PNB unless there's an LSB that usually schedules them on Thursdays. The only two LSBs for WBA and WPFW are on there.
25th is Wednesday.
I know.
And
a lot
WPFW
of
is the second
Wednesday.
BAI and PFW have, we usually have our meetings the same day.
Right.
Apparently nobody's chart it out next year, though.
You're right.
But, you know, the 25th would be a free time.
All right. I move that we go for January the 25th.
Wednesday.
Okay.
All right. January the 25th. Is everyone agreeable with that?
Without objection.
Without objection.
All right. All right, January the 25th. Okay, so how about January the 9th to do an interview with some of you all about the task force? Yes.
This is John. I'm not sure there's going to be anybody to stream the meeting on the 25th of recording.
The whole week? Yeah. Are you going to be streaming the Finance Committee meeting on the 24th? Okay.
Well,
but definitely the 25th would be bad, huh? The 25th would... Okay, so if we were to do it that week, the 23rd would probably be our best shot.
We're getting an echo right now.
Thank you. So what does everybody think?
The 23rd is not possible. There's a full PNB meeting on that Monday night.
The 23rd?
Sure, I'm not sure why. I'm looking at the calendar.
Okay.
John, thank you.
Thank you.
Well, is this okay with everybody?
Mm-hmm. That what? Yes. I'm lost.
Monday the 23rd.
Monday the 23rd.
Yeah, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good to me.
Okay.
Sounds all right.
Okay.
All right. So, will John? I hope John will schedule that. He said he would. I'll tell you what. I'll send him an email now and ask him to change that to the affiliate. Okay?
Yes.
That'd be great.
All right.
Mm-hmm. All right, everyone.
I guess I move that we adjourn.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks,
good night,
everyone.
Great. Thank you, everybody.
Bye.
See you.
Thank
bye-bye.
You. Bye. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.